but that's okay. So, good morning, church. And good morning to you, Lord, and happy birthday, Jesus. Got to get that in. I think there's something fun about saying happy birthday, Jesus. So it is my tradition to be a little bit brief on Christmas morning. I hope that's okay with you all. You have lots of things waiting for you, family, and good food and good friends. And I'm pleased that we're together this morning, and I'm pleased that so many of you are here to share this joyous morning with me. So what is it that we celebrate today? Well, the obvious answer is that we're here to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the incarnate God. We're here to rejoice. Rejoice that God loves us enough to come into our midst and give us the way to something more than we can possibly imagine. To come into our midst and get away from all that the world tells us is true and listen to what it is that God tells us is true. Well, it all sounds so neat and almost trivial, but there's nothing trivial about it. The sense of what I want to say about this day is really difficult for me to make it from my heart to the page and then back to my brain and my soul, because the miracle is so immense. But I'll try. So, welcome. The word welcome can be used in a variety of ways, but no matter how you use it, when we think of the word welcome, it's a word that suggests pleasure, regardless of what situation you use it in. When I imagine being welcomed, I imagine the image of my 6- and 8-year-old grandchildren standing pressed against the glass storm door, calling my name in anticipation of spending time with me, walking in the house and feeling their tiny arms wrap around me. So imagine Mary, having just ridden a donkey who knows how long, 90 miles I think is approximate, and then given birth in a cold stable on a cold dirt floor. Now, if that were me, I can't say that I would be very welcoming to a bunch of stinky, smelly shepherds who have some crazy story about following a star to see this baby. But thankfully, it was not me. It was Mary that welcomed the strangers into her birthing room. This young woman who took the Lord at his word when he sent an angel to announce to her that she would bear a child and he would be the Son of God. This woman took the advice of the angels when they said to her, "Fear not," and she gave everything to God. This story of the birth of Jesus is not one that I want to take apart or try and analyze, or try and prove, or try and research. It just is. It's just something that I want to welcome into my heart. I mean, it doesn't make sense, does it? Shepherds stink and strangers can be scary, but a virgin woman conceiving a child, the Son of God, just says, "Welcome, come in." Doesn't make sense. Yet it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense in the context of who God is and how much we are loved by God. It's the immensity of the miracle that gets our attention. As a church, we claim that all are welcome. Our branding statement is, "The Episcopal Church welcomes you." The church, as a body of Christ, means this sincerely. And I hope that each one of us mean this sincerely. That we will go into the world and welcome strangers and welcome friends and welcome whomever we come in contact with to join us in worshiping our Lord. Each one of us is called to be like Mary, to take the words of the angels, to take the words of the shepherds, and to ponder those words in our hearts, just the way Mary did. Today we read the John reading, hardly a feel-good nativity reading, but nevertheless so very important, so very insightful, and yes, so very celebratory of what the nativity means. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is always with us, always, and will always be with us. And in the middle of this eternal thing, here comes Jesus among us. How amazing is that? Because what John does is that John puts this event, the nativity event, in an eternal context. A context that for me is like, wow. You know, people say, well, Jesus hasn't come yet. What's he waiting for? Well, in the concept of eternity, he's got plenty of time. It's God's plan, not ours. And today, in reading John, we get a glimpse of God's eternal nature and his eternal plan. So today, we're invited to welcome the impossible, to welcome the unimaginable. Listen to the voice of heaven that says, "Fear not. For just one night, one day, try to make sense of it. Or try not to make sense of it. But just believe it, rejoice in it, and celebrate it." Amen.